Hashtag adulting. When's a moment recently that you felt like such an adult? And it could be a fun moment, like getting a funny birthday gift. Like, yep, I'm definitely an adult. I'm excited over a ladder that I received as a birthday gift. True story. That happened in my life.
Can you imagine if you were to tell 14-year-old Steph, at some point, you're going to get a ladder, and you're just going to be knee-slapping excited about it. And she'd go, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next 20 years, but I don't want to be involved in it.
I know. We'd love to hear your stories when you felt like an adult. 608-321-1063.
Michael, what do you got?
It would have been the Kiss concert a couple weeks ago.
Really? What made you feel like such an adult? Like, wow, I'm here. This is Kiss.
Well, my drunk father and my drunk brother-in-law.
Not to kick anybody under the bus, but they were hammered.
They decided to do a bunch of stupid things, like try to take stuff into the concert that you can't.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they were drunk and giving the security a hard time.
You know, having drunk friends is like having large children.
But when one of them is your own father, that's where you felt like an adult, where you had to be the responsible son to your drunk dad so he wouldn't get in trouble at the Kiss concert. Dad, calm it down. I'm the adult, I guess, tonight.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling, Michael. Take it easy.
Yep. Have a good one.
Way to be an adult. Way to step up and look after the dad. And also, your dad's probably thinking, I don't know how many times you stumbled home when you weren't supposed to be out drinking. I had to deal with you, son.
Yes, it's my turn to have a little fun. I like it.
That's
we got
right.
Some fun text coming in, too. 608-321-1063.
This is definitely an adult moment here. 6544. Buying a Dyson vacuum was my first big adult moment. I was so excited. Clearly, adult life is thrilling.
Yes, and recently, some of my friends shared a Facebook memory when they got their washer and dryer and they were having a fun Saturday night doing laundry.
See, I'll tell you what's even lamer than that is when you tell your friends about your new Dyson or your new washer and dryer. Like it's got a tumble dry on there. It's got two settings. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Hashtag adulting, looking for shoes for comfort instead of how cool they look. Yep, you're an adult. That's one of those moments. 608-321-1063. What's happened recently in your life where you're like, oh, okay, I'm definitely an adult right now. Dylan, when did you feel like an adult?
Yesterday, officially.
Well, how old are you, Dylan?
I just turned 30.
And he's married. He has a kid. This is my friend Dylan. He posted something on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Dylan, this is hilarious. Share it with Jackson.
What'd you do?
All right, so my mom went down to New Orleans with a bunch of friends. Steph knows the group of friends that she's with pretty well. So I hadn't heard from her in a couple of days. And so they left on Sunday, hadn't heard anything for 2 days. And so I was just like, well, I'm just going to ask one of her other friends if she's even alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I asked if she's alive. Somehow they lost her. Monday, and I just finally realized I'm like, this is like I'm peak adulting right now. This is like this is my life. Like I'm looking after my mom now.
Yes, is my mom alive? Thanks. I've hit peak adulting now that my mom is raging with her friends in New Orleans, and I'm having to ask, is she alive? Roles reversed, right? Because your mom would always be asking, Dylan, are you alive? Where are you? Are you okay? Are you okay?
And she's like, woo, keep the party going.
Yeah.
Last place you want your mom to be is New Orleans. No.
Ooh, with the beads?
Yeah.
Mom,
shouldn't you be in Branson, Missouri or something?
That's great, Dylan. Hashtag adulting.
Yeah, way to go, bud. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Yeah, my mom goes to Cabo every year, and my phone goes on block during that. I don't need the drunk text from Ma. 040714 texted in. I knew I was an adult when I was mad at our college student neighbors for playing music loud at 10 p.m. on a Friday night as I was trying to sleep. Hashtag adulting.
Oh, that's so good.
So lame.
We
get so lame. There's nothing you can do about it. You just get lame.
You just reached that point of your life, right?
Yep.
Hey, Chelsea, when was the last time you felt like an adult?
Just on Saturday, I bought my first set of plane tickets.
Really?
Ooh,
I've never even. Yeah, I've never even done that. I've got a wife to do those kind of things for me. So how did you do that?
Yeah, you go online. It's crazy.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's easy, but they're so expensive.
I know.
I know nothing about plane travel.
Such an adult.
Where are you flying to?
I'm taking my daughter to Disney.
Whoa. That's
South San Diego.
And awesome.
Then up that way.
Out in San Diego, that's Steph's old stomping grounds.
Yay, Chelsea, you're going to have a great time. But I know that moment of looking for planes and then, you know, figuring out, wait, am I really getting the best deal? Do I have to wait a couple days? Should I buy it on a Tuesday? Should I leave on a Thursday? It is definitely an adult moment.
I know there's no way I could buy plane tickets. I got nervous inside a Panera Bread and had to leave. There's no way I would be able to figure out buying a plane ticket. There was way too many options and I ran away.